Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
BJ and Jamie.
That's why he's in such a bad mood all the time.
I know, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's totally bitching when I'm there alone, but when these other people go there, not so much. You know what I'm saying?
That's Carson. Only insert the F word about 15 times.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's what he's saying.
This is my nightmare. I'm a fitness buff, and all these newbies in January are driving me bat poo.
No, yeah. Seriously. It's terrible.
It is terrible, actually.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You. Yeah. Now I got back.
Yes. Comes his
no, it's a zoo. No matter what time you go, it's a zoo. There's people all over the place.
And I know what you mean, bro.
And they're not even working out. They're there to make themselves feel better about being there, but they don't actually work out.
Yeah.
They just take up all the machines for
or
people
they're
that
there
are
not
out.
Like he's saying, not working out. They're there with someone who is working out, and they're just like staring at their phone, and they're slowing down the person who's working out because they all want to sit there and talk because they're friends, and then you can't get on the machines.
Yes.
And then what about this? And then they don't even know how to wipe down the machines. Oh, my God.
Dude, that too. It's gross.
But no, you've been working out for 2 years.
Four.
I expected you to have more muscles than what you have.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm
you're
a lot
doing
stronger
okay.
than I look. But yeah, I expected to look stronger than
really,
I am.
You're not really toned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
I mean,
fair.
You are, but you're not like muscle bound toned.
Right.
He's not on steroids.
Not yet.
Yeah. No, but you
not yet.
4 years. He does take quite a few supplements, though.
Yeah.
Stuff to beef him up just a little
bit. Well, just protein and creatine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta gain
but
that weight.
And I did peptides for a little bit, but that didn't really do anything. So.
Well, and I think he doesn't eat great.
No, my diet's awful. I'm really good at hitting my protein every day, but everything else
nutrition
not
is key.
Do you guys see that 2 tablespoons, just 2 tablespoons of ketchup is equivalent to a glazed donut?
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's
really?
Crazy.
It has so much sugar in it, it's nuts.
And I love ketchup.
I know, I do.
You have like well-defined blubber.
Blubber? Yeah.
Well-defined blubbers.
That's fine.
The way I describe it.
How do you know? I've never seen him naked. I wouldn't know where his blubber
is.
Yeah,
look,
have you seen him with a shirt off?
Shirt today.
Yeah,
I can see all kinds of underarm bubble.
It doesn't have any blubber.
It does.
No, he doesn't.
Look at him.
That's a tricep, bro.
He has a muscle.
That's a muscle.
Why is it flopping like that?
That's
like a fish out of water.
There's no. Listen, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You have no blubber on your arms.
I just like how you guys are complaining about the gym and how crowded it is.
Well, okay, so it is actually a thing. Let me just read this. It says gyms across America, people are holding their breath for the end of January rush. It says that most fitness buffs can't wait for January to end when most people break their New Year's resolution.
I can see that.
It says it's not just blah, blah, blah. It says newcomers often don't wipe their sweat off the machines when they finish. They don't use a towel to lay down on a machine. And it says some of them even unplug a treadmill or use the emergency stop button to end their session.
Yeah, because why? Because they go to the gym for a month every single year. And that's all they do is a month. And then they don't know what gym etiquette is.
Right. And they don't know how to rotate you in, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like just even work in, you know, like, or just
well, that was
hurry
the word
up.
Rotated you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of blame the gym, though, in a way?
Why?
Wow. Not really.
They're a business. They're just trying to make money.
No, but they're overselling it. But they're overselling it for the month of January.
How can you predict who's going to show up when, though? I don't know.
Well, it's just, I'm just saying they have all these newcomers in January.
But it's kind of smart on their part because there's a lot of people that have gym memberships. They'll go for a month and then they'll keep paying for it on and on and on.
Yeah, my name's Jamie.
Like that's Planet Fitness's whole thing.
I was gonna point that out. But.
Remember, I went to Pilates for like 2 months and then I kept paying for it. Yeah. I'm gonna go back. I swear to God.
They thank you for your business.
I know, right? I do have intentions. I am gonna go back.
I think a lot of people have the intentions. Yeah. People that join.
But it's just so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been over there before where you just stand around.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
See, you're the problem.
Maybe bend over, do a little stretch here and there, and then hit the door.
It was funny. Remember when I got that personal trainer that ripped me off or whatever? That guy, he didn't even train me. He would like push the treadmill. He'd be like, you need to be on this for 20 minutes. And then he just sat there on his phone.
Really?
Like, why am I paying you?
I can look this up myself.
Well, you got to have somebody to push buttons for you.
But here's the thing is, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm going to sound really mean. You know, Powerball Pete has gone to the gym for, 6 years?
You can't tell it all.
I know, that's the thing.
I think he's just walking around and listening to the show and checking out the girls at the gym.
I feel like he loves talking to people. Like, hey, you know, asking how their day is and stuff like that. So he's
He looks great. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
He does it to get out of the house.
Oh, he's a perfect American male, man. What are you talking about?
A specimen.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.